This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Besides the gymnastics and the track and field and all the other old reliables, there's a sport making a long-awaited return to the Olympic Games this time around. Golf is going to be in the competition for the first time since 1904. But a lot of high-profile golfers have decided to keep their clubs in the bag, as it were. Zika has been mentioned as a concern, yes, but as Jimmy Jenkins reports, there are some economic forces at work here as well.
At the Arizona State University practice range, sophomore golfer Gino Sohn is working on his irons.
Just trying to keep it simple, you know, make sure everything's on plane and that I'm not coming too far from the inside.
Sohn started golfing when he was 8 years old, and growing up, he dreamed about competing at the highest level of the game.
Major championships, the Masters, US Open, PGA Championship.
While he fantasized about putting on the green jacket, he never envisioned himself standing on an Olympic podium. That's because golf has been absent from the Olympics for more than 100 years. But that drought comes to an end this year in Rio. Ty Votaw is the vice president of the International Golf Federation. He led an effort to successfully lobby the International Olympic Committee for golf's return back in 2009.
The primary reason we thought that it would be beneficial for our game was that it would grow the sport around the world, both on a participation level and on a fan level.
And they had help making their case from some of the biggest names in the game at the time.
We were fortunate to have players like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, to participate in our presentations.
But recently, Olympic support among golf superstars has been flagging.
You know, I didn't get into golf to try and grow the game. I got into golf to win.
That's Rory McIlroy speaking in a press conference on his decision to skip the Rio Olympics. He's one of five of the top 10 golfers in the world that have dropped out. While health concerns may play a role, golf agent Barry Meister says there are many reasons golfers choose to play or not play. One major factor, money.
It's like any business. You figure out what you need to earn. You figure out what your budget will be. And then you figure out the best way to make your nut in terms of your scheduling.
And Rio comes at an inconvenient time in a full summer schedule. Joel Shookman with the PGA says the few remaining tournaments are the last chance for golfers to qualify to play on tour next year.
It's a delicate balance because we have a money list. We don't have guaranteed contracts, so these guys, to keep their playing status for the following year, have to make a certain amount of money.
Golfers have to stay in the top 125 in the rankings or receive a special exemption to play in tour events. Shookman says the earnings from one win can mean the difference between players keeping their tour card or looking for a new job.
If you're the winner, you take home 18% of the purse, and that's, you know, you're going to make seven figures.
So while a strong showing in Rio might be good for the game, it won't do anything for the players' standings on tour. Despite the loss of some star power this year, golf advocates negotiated a place in the Olympics through at least the 2020 games in Tokyo. Ty Votaw with the IGF thinks it was the right play.
The results that we're seeing here in the short term, I think, will ultimately result in a long-term growth trajectory for our sport.
But Votaw concedes it may take a while before players and fans decide that Olympic golf is truly up to par. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.